Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless y'all. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Please be seated. Please be seated. It is so wonderful to be with y'all today, and I'm so thankful. My wife Lisa is here traveling with me this time. So Lisa, just go ahead, greet the people here, please.
Hi, everybody. I haven't been here for a little while, so I want to say it's definitely good to see your faces. Thank you so much for everything you do for the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for having us here and just standing with us as we do world missions. And this season for us is really special because we have been doing life together and ministry together for 30 years.
30 years. Come on.
We have just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
30 years anniversary. Yes, amen.
I just want to say that it's been such an amazing journey to serve God together. We have been in nice places like this, church like this, and then we've also been in locked in a bathroom in an underground church in Vietnam waiting for the police to leave.
Yeah, come on.
Before you can get out.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of experience all in between that.
That's right.
But, you know, we love God.
Yes.
We love each other. And we love people.
That's right.
And that includes you.
Yes, amen? Yes, yes, yes,
yes. So we love you. Consider yourself loved. And I have one last thing I just want to leave with you before I step down and give the time to my husband. Just stir up that anointing on the inside. Mm. You know, the Lord has poured his love on the inside of you, and it's there. So stir it up. Stir it up and start walking in it by faith, because you will make a great difference in this world through that love. That is what people are hungry for.
That's right.
Is what is needed in this world today.
Yes, amen.
So I just ask you to just do it today. Do it this week.
Yeah.
Do it this month, this year. And forever. Just keep on loving people.
Yes, amen.
Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, we are so blessed, Lisa and I, we get to minister this time together, but you know, we go all over the world, over 150,000, 160,000 miles every year, ministering in 17 different nations, preaching this good news, this glorious gospel into all these nations and seeing these nations transform. But we thank God for Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim. They are such a blessing, such wonderful friends. You know, through the year we communicate by text. They are such a blessing. Amen. You all are so blessed to come to a church like this, you know, week after week, where you hear the Word of God and explain so well, so gently, so powerfully. And I'm so thankful that there is a church where you can bring your family. Amen. You can be connected. And online church members, you know, you can come. It's a safe place. It's, you know, it's okay to be here together. It's not the same, you know, when you're not here. But I understand some of you cannot make it. But whenever you can, bring your family together. Because this is a great church that's touching this community, but it's also touching the world, amen, for Jesus Christ. So Lisa and I, we are thankful for the opportunity, and we are so excited to be here with y'all. You know, last few years, we have experienced tremendous blessings of God. We have seen millions and millions of people, you know, come into the kingdom of God from all over China, all over India, Nepal, many parts of Africa, all over Central and South America. It's just, it's harvest time. You know, a lot of times you see what the devil is doing, and sometimes, you know, you hear on the television, on the news, of all the difficulties and people are, you know, going through and you are going through. Listen, sometimes you can be overwhelmed by seeing what the devil is doing, but be amazed by seeing what the Lord is doing in our world today. Amen. The fact that you are alive, The fact you are sitting in Church on the Rock, it's a blessing. You're alive. Your family is here. Your children are here. And you're alive to live for God, to serve God with your life. Amen. Now, you know, in recent years, and, you know, as we also do life, you know, with our family, you know, I was reminding Lisa some 25 years ago when I came to the church. At that time, we used to live in Hong Kong, and our daughter, she was just 2 years old, and I told all the people in the church that she invited Jesus to come into our heart. Now, our daughter, last year, she got married, and this year, next year, we're going to have the grandbaby, but right now, they're expecting a baby, right? And we're going to be grandparents, amen? We are so, so happy and so thankful to the Lord for His goodness, amen? You know, the Lord is working in your life. I hope you're experiencing God's goodness. You have to see the good. You have to see God in your life. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are, always go back and look and see what God has done for you. Amen? Because when you see the hand of God, your heart is grateful. You are saying to God, God, you have done it for me in the past. I'm trusting you for the future. Amen? And that's the way we live. Amen? And we are seeing the goodness of God. You know, we have last year, this year, we all are facing challenges with virus, with restrictions, with all kinds of uncertainties. And people's hearts have been really challenged, and people's hearts have been so unsettled about different things. And you have been unsettled in different areas. Our children cannot go to school. Your grandbabies cannot go to school. I mean, this is unreal. Never in the history has ever happened something like this, when our kids cannot go to school. And parents are discouraged. They have lost their job. And you may have lost your job, your finances. But listen, that's why it's important to be connected in the house of God. Because when you are connected to the house, listen, your faith will arise in your heart. You will be taught the word of God. It's not that everything you see or everything you hear on television is the answer. God has the answer. Amen? God has the answer. And you have to go back to the word of God. You have to go back and trust God and His word, and you will find your answers. Amen? Amen. Trying times comes for everybody, but how you react in those trying times, how you deal with those situations, some circumstances, you know, that's so important. And you know, that's why we have the Word of God. That's why, as Pastor Tony said, you know, we take time to pray about everything. And that's what this morning I want to preach to you, encourage your heart, you know, to let you know that you, if you're going through a challenge, if you're going through difficulties in your own heart, you can be encouraged. And not just for today, but there are a few principles I want to share with you that's going to help you how you can stay encouraged in your life. Amen? Yeah. So when we read this scripture, our text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 to 6. It says, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day, and the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag, and they had attacked Ziklag and burnt it. And they were all taken into captivity, women and everyone else, both young and old. They did not kill them, but carried them off and went off their way. And David and his men reached Ziklag. They found it destroyed by fire. Their wives and their sons and daughters were captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. And David was greatly distressed because men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, David was a great man of God. David was a shepherd boy. Remember when he was young, he was a shepherd boy. He was spending all his time in the shepherd's field. People thought, his own brothers, they thought, you know, he's not amount to nothing. But here he was, he had a relationship with God. He would go take care of the sheep, and he would play the harp, and he would cry out to God in worship and in praise. He had relationship with God. And he saw God raised him up to be not only just shepherd boy, but made him the king. Amen. And so here we find in this chapter, David is having great victory. If you read previous chapters, you read David was having continual victory. And you and I, we have to live in victory. I know challenges come for all of us. Difficulties come. But listen, God wants to give you the victory. You have to have victory in your life, in every area. Amen? You know, sometimes you feel like you're losing. Sometimes you feel like, my gosh, I mean, I do not understand all the situations, some circumstances, these challenges with my child or my children or my job. Listen, you can trust God. David, when he had to go out in war, listen, it was not easy for him to lead all these thousands of men into battle. And here he was in a situation, you know, he was winning, but he comes back home this time just to see all of Ziklag has been taken by the enemy. He sees his houses were burnt with fire. He sees all the children and the women were gone, taken into captivity. How would you do? How would you feel if your house was burned down? How would you feel if your children were no longer there in your home? And the Bible says David, he was so distressed. All the men, they started, even though they're strong men, you know, they were so distressed. They even were talking about killing David, stoning him and killing him. Come on. You know, they were so distressed. And the Bible says David wept loudly. Have you cried out to God? I know some of you have done it. I have done it. There have been times I've been in a situation, I cried to God. I said, God, help me. Other times you have no time to cry out loud. You just say, Jesus. And when you say Jesus, or when you say, God, help me, he will be right there with you. Amen. One time, Lisa and I, we went to preach and minister to this family. We were coming home, and in the daytime, 11 o'clock in the morning, and somebody ran into us head on. I mean, the car was total. The young man comes out, you know, I mean, he was just shocked. We were all shocked because we were all alive, and we all walked out of that wreck safe. Amen. It was God's protection. God's angels were watching over us. You know, God watches over you all the time. All you have to do is call on him. Amen. And so that's what David, he's in this great challenge, great difficulties. He is distressed. You know, he is thinking, God, all my men, God, all the wives and the children are taken into captivity, never to know what's going to happen to them next. And they cried out to God. So when we cry out to God, God hears our cries. God hears the cries of his people. When you cry out to God, God will hear you. Amen? God will hear you. So we find the Bible says when David understood what the situation was with all men, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. There was nobody around him. Maybe he was in this quiet place. He thought, maybe I must just seek God for a moment. And when he went and sought God, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Maybe there's sometimes no one around you. Or maybe you're living in a house full of people. You can find the place and you can encourage yourself. How do you encourage yourself? Amen. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. And this morning, I want to tell you how you can encourage yourself, how you can live in victory. Amen? So there are three things I want you to take note of this morning. First of all, you have to remember your past victory. How do you encourage yourself? Is that you have to remember your past victory. You see, David remembered when he was a shepherd boy, he was taking care of his sheep. A bear came up and a lion came up, and David did not have guns and other weapons. All he had was he had his bare arm, first of all. He had his bare arm to fight the lion and fight the bear. Now, in America, you would not go out fighting a bear with your bare arm, bare hands, would you? You would go out with a gun, right? In Texas, we say, you know, you got a gun, you can take care of anything that will try to attack you, amen? But here, you know, I guess you all do that too, right? You all go hunting and everything. My gosh. But I'll tell you what, the devil sometime will come and be like a lion. The Bible says the devil he's like a roaring lion. But listen, he cannot do anything to you because God inside of you is greater. Amen? God inside of you is greater and he will give you the victory. Now listen, David, he remembered how he killed a lion, how he killed a bear, and a Philistine came up, a giant came up to challenge the people of God. To challenge David. And David, all he did was he took his sling and he had 5 smooth stones. And he did not even need 5 stones. All he needed was 1 stone. And he just swung that sling and it hit the giant and the giant fell dead. Amen. So you have to remember your past victory. You have to remember when how you were sick in the past, or your child was sick, or how God healed that child, or when you lost your job, how God provided you a better job. Amen. Or sometimes when you are about to sign a deal, a business deal, maybe thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, $1 million. But listen, that deal was stolen from you. Listen. But God turned everything around for you. Amen. God turned things around and he gave you the victory. And now look at you. You're cruising in life. Amen. Look at you. You are rejoicing. Look at you dancing now because God has given you the victory. That's the kind of God you and I have. You have to remember what God has done for you. You have to remember how God has, provided for you. You have to remember how God has blessed you. And if God has done this in the past, he will do for you now. He will do for you today. He will do great things for you this week. And you can trust him with your life. Amen? So remember your past. Amen? Remember your past victory. Amen? A lot of times, we're doing life and sometimes we are so caught up with the things around us, we forget, but we have to remember our past victories. And more you remember, listen, this is the thing, I always come across people say, Brother Guinea, you are seeing, dead people come back to life in China, you're seeing other miracles, you're seeing blind eyes open, you see people get healed from their deathbed. Listen, if God is doing this in China, if he's doing this in India, he's doing this in Thailand, he's doing this in Africa, he will do it right here in the midst of us, his people. God is no respecter of person. It does not matter what challenges, what battles you're fighting today. If you're fighting a battle in your family, listen, remember God is a good God. If you're fighting a battle in your relationship with your spouse, listen, God is the God of healer. He is the miracle worker. If you pray, if you humble your heart, and if you apologize and ask forgiveness for one another, God will heal your marriage. He's a great God. He's a healing God. He's a loving, loving God. So remember the past victories. Amen. Second thing I want to talk to you about is you have to encourage yourself by seeking God. How do you stay encouraged? Now, if he continues to watch television all the time, day and night, listen, he will not be encouraged. Fears will come, discouragement will come, disappointment will come, and you ask yourself, where is my faith? All that is coming out of your mouth is nothing but fear and discouragement, disappointment, setbacks. Why? Because he's spending all your time watching television. We have to go back into the Word of God. You have to go back, seek God. Brother Tony reminded us how this church makes it a priority to seek God in prayer. Prayer is nothing but just communicating with God. And sometimes we think we have to pray a long prayer. No, you don't have to pray a long prayer. You can pray a short prayer, and God will hear your prayers. He wants to talk to you. Make it a habit in your life to just commune with God. Ask him about everything, anything and everything. Amen? Here we find in verse 7, and David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. The ephod is a garment like thing that the priests they wore whenever they went into the Holy of Holies to pray. And thank God we don't have to wear an ephod today. But then listen, this is what it says. Abiathar brought the ephod to David, and David inquired of the Lord. That means David he sought God. The situation that you are faced with today, are you seeking God today? The relationship you are in, have you ever talked to God about it? Or you're just struggling and battling, it is or it is not. Is it from God? Is it not from God? Or any other situation that you are faced with, are you praying about it? Are you asking the Lord about it? Young people, if you're in a relationship, ask God if the guy is the right person for you to marry. Just do not listen to his promises that he may make you or make himself sound he's the man. Listen, you have to pray to God. You have to get his counsel. You have to hear for yourself. Ask your pastor, ask your leaders, ask your parents. They would know it because they love you. They pray for you, amen? But make it a habit to always seek God for yourself. You encourage yourself by seeking God. That's what That's what David did. And so this is what David did. He inquired of the Lord. Because listen, when you inquire of God, he will speak to you. You know, through this pandemic time, you know, I and Lisa, more for me, I cannot really travel overseas because everything is shut down. Actually, this year, Lisa, my wife, has gone more countries. She has gone to Italy because that's where she grew up with all her parents doing mission work in Italy. She went to Albania to reach the Muslims, millions of Muslims there, and she has had great opportunities to minister there. But I have not been able to go. But I have made it a habit. You know, I would wake up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. In the beginning, I started wondering, why am I waking up so early? I know my body needs a little bit more sleep. But I began to realize I was doing some things very important. I was making important decisions for our family. I was making important decisions for our ministry and for the things that happens around the world. I mean, we got like, you know, we got 527 churches all around the world that we are responsible for, to pray for them, to help them financially, to give them counsel, and to plant other churches in places where there is no church. So I started praying for an hour, 2 hours. And I tell you what, I love this moment because you know, this is the quietest time and I can get busy with many of my jobs or my things. But, you know, the telephone is right there. My phone is there with all the text messages on all the apps you can think of. It's all loaded. But listen, those things do not rule my life. I put it aside. At that time, nobody is awake in the state side, at least. I mean, the world is open, but in the states. But I put it aside and I seek God. Why? Because for me, it's important as a man of God, as a leader of our ministry, it's important to seek God. You as a mom, you as a dad, it's important you seek God for yourself. You seek God for your family. We as parents, we have to seek God. How are we going to raise our children in these difficult times? And when you seek God, God will speak to you. You need God. You need the wisdom of God how to raise our children in these difficult situations, difficult time. Amen? See, when you spend time in prayer, you realize, you learn, and you remember who you are and whose you are. Amen? See, sometimes you look at yourself and you find yourself, well, I'm weak. Well, financially, I'm not so stable. You know, I do not have all the resources I need. But listen, when you spend time in prayer, you remember that you are a child of the Most High God. You are not weak. You are not sick. You are not defeated. You are a child of the Most High God. The greater one lives inside of you than he that is in the world. That's the devil. God inside of you is greater. He's mightier. He is more powerful than any situation that you are faced with today. You are reminded that you are a victor and not a victim. You cannot say to yourself, you know, look, this is the way life has always been. And this is the way it's going to stay. No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? With God on your side, you will never be a victim of a situation. God is watching over you. The God of heavens is watching over you. And he will give you the victory. You are reminded that all your sins are forgiven, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes the devil, he tries to tell us lies in our mind. He will tell you in your heart or bring doubts in your mind and tell you you are not beautiful or will tell you you're not good enough or will tell you, well, nobody really likes you. Those are the lies of the devil. That is his tricks. That is his ways to discourage you, to tell you you don't have what it takes. Let me tell you this, you have what it takes. Let me tell you this, you are a child of God. You know, a lot of times when we travel, we minister in different places under different circumstances, and sometimes, you know, things catches up on us, and sometimes I will call Lisa over the phone from half around the world, and I say, Lisa, this is a situation, I'm so discouraged, I was supposed to have these meetings, but we are not having these meetings. She will say, Guinea, you are a man of God. When I hear it from the other side, I want to hide under a table. I'm sitting in a hotel, you know, all discouraged with my friends, all my pastors, you know. We're all afraid that, you know, maybe somebody's going to come and arrest us, and it happens all the time. But listen, I feel like I am defeated. But Lisa from the other side says, She tells me, you are a man of God. I don't feel like a man of God. But then I muster up my faith in my heart and I say to myself, what am I doing here in China? What am I doing here in this remote place in India? What am I doing here in Africa? Listen, you muster up that faith in your heart and you remember God is with you. Remember and say to yourself, you are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are a child of God. And when you do so, listen, God will come forth victorious and strong for you. Amen. 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 But you have to seek him. Amen. Seek him in prayers. Talk to God and he will be right there for you. And the third thing I want to talk to you about is that you have to fight your battles. Amen. See, David, he fought his battle. When he saw the enemy, he did not pack up and leave. See, when you pack up and leave, that means you got defeated. When David was in this battle, and even though he lost all these things, you know, he sought God. And this is what God says in verses 17 through 20. It says, David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day. David recovered everything that the Amalekites had taken, including his wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back. Amen. See, that's in battles, you know, so you don't run away from the battle. When the enemy is after you, listen, you fight the devil with the word of God. When the enemy is after your family, you fight the devil in prayers on your knees. When the enemy after your children, listen, you can speak the word of God over the enemy and the enemy will flee from you. The word of God says, rebuke the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Don't let the devil be in your house. Amen. Don't let the devil ride with you in your car. Sometimes you're coming to church. Are you listening to me? Sometimes you're coming to church and there is either cold war or there is civil war right inside of your car, right? The children are acting up. The husband is acting up. It's like, we are going to church. What in the world are we doing? You know what the devil does? He's subtle. And that's why you have to walk in peace. You have to walk in love. And you know, the devil will try to set you up. And it all depends how you respond, amen? You just choose peace. You just choose love. You just choose to be still and be confident, amen? Because when you are confident, when you are at peace, that's power. Nobody can shake you. People can tell you things, but nothing shakes you. Amen? Because you know who you are, you know whose you are, and the devil is not sitting on your shoulder, he is under your feet. Amen? Because a lot of times we make adjustments and we allow the devil to rule us and take place in our lives, and we have to rebuke the devil. And the Bible says he will flee from you. Amen? David, he sought God, and this is what God says to him. He says, God says to him, keep pursuing, keep pushing, keep fighting. God says, go after the enemy and you will recover everything that the enemy has taken. You know, you have to go after the enemy. You know, a lot of times we are playing catch up when we should be in the offensive, amen? We are playing defensive all the time and, you know, we're thinking, my God, how am I going to fight? You're fighting laying down and you cannot win in that position. We have to fight on our knees. We have to fight on our feet. We have to fight standing up for God and for the things of God in our lives. Amen? And when we do so, I believe you and I will see great victory. Amen? You know, we were traveling in some country. I will not tell you because I know the telecast goes in all over the world. But we were in this country and we had great meeting. Thousands of people came and they got saved and God did mighty miracles. And we had people traveling with us from another countries and we had large teams in different vehicles we were traveling. And listen, after we passed this area, our vehicle was okay, we were all okay, but the next vehicle we had full of people from, you know, another country, the enemy came and attacked our vehicle, and the vehicle was totally destroyed. Thank God nobody was hurt or killed. They did not know. They did not speak the language. They did not know people there, except the driver, who also did not even know how to communicate with the team leaders and the pastors that we are traveling with. Listen, they were in that situation of very great danger. Their vehicle is gone, totally destroyed. They're in this place, left alone. Listen, they cried out to God. And when they did, they saw there was a base that was an army base. And in the army base, guess who was there? The armies were there. And the chief of the army, when they ran to that place, the chief of the army says, listen, I am a born-again Christian. Sir, I am here to help you. And so the army came, and the army says, sir, today is not a very good day for you to be on the highway. But listen, we're going to protect you. We're going to cover you, all of your pastors and teams. As you go to your next place, we are going to provide protection for you. Listen, 42 years I've served God, I've never seen anything like this. There were 50 or 60 soldiers with armed guards. They came and surrounded us and provided us with protection. Because God was there to cover us. Because Jesus said, go into all the worlds and preach the gospel. He says, I am with you even to the ends of the world. We were in a grave danger. And when we called on God, when we kept on pushing, doing the will of God, and did not give up in the fear and the situation, God covered us and he protected us. We were so thankful for the way God brought us out of that situation. We are so thankful that God covered us, because without that, we will be in a very, very difficult situations. You know, and this is the way God works. You have to trust God with your life. You know, a lot of times we do not trust God enough. We do in some measure, but listen, I am here, we are here to encourage you. You can trust God with your life. You can trust God with your family. You can trust God with everything that concerns you. Trust him. Fight your battle strong, because, you know, God is with you. When situations come, when the enemy comes one way, the Bible says that God will rebuke the devil and he will flee before you seven different ways. Today we are here to tell you, you are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. The greater one lives inside of you. You can be in any place doing anything that God has called you to do, and you will have God's great victory. Amen? Amen? Well, I know we are in the church, in the house of God. You know, this is a place we come to seek him, to hear his word. And we realize that we have limitations or we have struggles. Listen, I'm here to tell you that God is with you. His eyes are upon you today. His eyes are upon your family today. And does not matter what situation you may have come from or struggles that you have gone through in the past or going through right now, I want to tell you that Jesus is there with you. He will help you. If you are here in the church, you have never given your heart to Jesus, today is a good day. You can get born again. Long time ago, I gave my heart to Jesus, and he saved me, filled me with his Holy Spirit, gave me a dream that I couldn't even imagine, to travel in all these nations and preach the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have never given your heart to Jesus, or if you're drifting, or you have drifted away from God, and you feel like you're in church today, there's no one here who wants to condemn you or to judge you. God loves you. God is for you. You hear it over and over right here in this home. God is for you. He loves you and he wants to save you. If you want to give your heart, would you lift up your hands just for a moment, please? I see your hand. I see your hand. I see others. I see your hands. Yes. Anyone else this side? I see your hands. Okay. Let me see one more time this side. Is there anybody wants to give your heart? I see many of you lifting up your hands. Would you just stand up just for a moment? The ones that lift up, you show yourself you're not ashamed of God. You're not ashamed. Stand up just for a moment, if you don't mind. I want to pray for you. Amen. You're in a good place. My gosh, there are so many of you. Wonderful. 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 Listen, God loves you. He will forgive all your sins. He's not asking you what you've been doing and where you've been. God is right here. He wants to save you, give you eternal life, forgive all your sins. He wants to give you new life, a hope, a dream in your heart, a purpose that you can run with. Amen. Let's just say this prayer together. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive all my sins, Jesus. Lord, I will live for you and I will serve you. I turn my back to the world. I turn my back to the devil. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Savior. From today, I will live for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on. Now, I encourage you to be plugged into this local church. This is a great church. It's very important. You know, we always say if you would give 1 year of your life in learning the Word of God, 1 year, if you be faithful in hearing the Word of God right here, if you can come every time the door of the church opens, I believe your life will never be the same. The fact that you gave your heart to Jesus is a miracle. It happened to me for many, many years ago. Listen, God has done great things in my life. Great things, and He will do much more for you. Amen. For all of you that stood up. Can I ask all of you to stand? Amen. We have had great, great time together this morning. Let's just lift up our hands. I want to pray a strong prayer over you and your family this morning. Father, I just want to thank you for every family members, every individual that are right here in this church this morning. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, because you're our Lord. You're our Savior. Father, we pray that you would bless every family members. Bless every individual that are here today. Beyond our imaginations, Lord God, that you would take us higher in places we have never been. Lord, there'll be signs and wonders and miracles for each one of us in our families. Let that expectation be in our hearts so that, God, we can live for you. Let every fear, discouragement and disappointment leave us today. Let your word resonate in our hearts. Let the word of God resonate in our heart, and faith comes so that, God, we can live for you and serve you with our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. We love you. Thank you so much.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.